what if the next time I'm angry, I watch my tongue and keep my mouth shut? I'll probably avoid a lot of trouble, and no one will confuse me with an angry hippopotamus. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starts out on a chilly note, but we will be warming up by the middle of the week. Our forecast for today calling for a high temperature up to about 50, a breezy, cold day. Turning colder in the overnight hours tonight, becoming partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to the low 30s by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, still a chilly day, but a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 52, back to the low 30s again tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, a little warmer, good bit of sunshine, high around 60, threat of rain returning Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
These cuts are blood money. People will die. Let's be very clear. Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts for the wealthy with American lives.
People need kidneys. It's sad but decreed. Yet the senator's hoarding one more than she needs. I offer this bill and I hope you'll vote aye. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Traffic deaths have many crying with fear. Over 30,000 people are dying each year. This modest change I propose must be applied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Alcohol deaths are exceeding comparisons. Black people, white people, Native Americans. We need to ban alcohol. It can't be denied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Murders are bad. They have no defenders, yet many are committed by repeat offenders. I say lifetime in prison, whatever the crime. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Well, I don't have a bill or a groan to detail. I just need a short clip from my donor email. Tim, there's blood on your hands. You want people to die. That good? Cool. Tim, dinner at 5? Yeah, the car deaths I mentioned are terrible stuff. Doesn't seem one seatbelt is ever enough. You must vote for my act so that fewer will cry. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. And carbs, the container, we cannot ignore. Whipped cream's killing more people than ever before. This bill would be passed and be ratified if those people that didn't want people to die. Why not weigh all the costs, the effects, the results? Empathize with each other as if we were adults. Use our brains to craft arguments, not vilify. See that freedom's a traitor.
You want people to die!
I tried.
Cross
crossing the street is incredibly tough.
People let's go to Puerto Rico and have a good time, shall we?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
My goal today is to live to see the end of the big broadcast. Because I'm ready to blow my brains out. It's Unhappy Hour.
And here they are.
Maybe Joey's in a better mood. Please clap. I never walked into this building in a fouler mood than I am right now.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. I am just so sick of everything.
Would you like to take it out on me? I can take it.
No.
Go ahead.
No more than I would on Rich or Jay or Emily.
But this is what I'm here for.
No, that's not what you're here for.
Here, punch me. Just let it out.
I don't want to punch. I want to punch myself.
Oh.
I need to find a good therapist. I thought I was done with that, that I had learned all there is to, but I got to find a therapist or I'm going to be...
wound up, yeah.
You'll be visiting me in the rubber room before too long. Everything sucks. Everything sucks. And my one little place of refuge, my bathtub, I can't use it because the friggin' drain doesn't work. And these are truly first world problems.
Oh, but I understand how little things add up. And
no, that's what's going on.
Great at you.
I can't take the news. It seems like more and more people are concerned about the border, yet Trump's approval is down. Our trade imbalance with China grows. It's just, there's nothing to look at here and say, hey, here's some good news today. There's nothing. So,
Alabama officials were sworn in today.
Yeah, Colonel Joe Panza sent me some great photos. I guess he was a driver.
Okay.
He might have been Kay Ivey's driver.
Oh, wow.
Another buddy's from Breakfast at Dirk's. Let me see. Joe sent me some pics. He's a great guy. Check out this rogues gallery.
All the former governors.
Yeah, there's Sessions. Is that Bob O'Reilly? Bob Riley?
Yeah, Bob Riley.
Sessions, Riley, Folsom, Siegelman, and Bentley. What a great group. And you know what? I don't think an event has ever come and gone with less who gives a flying rat's ass than this gubernatorial. This state's going nowhere. This state is going nowhere. We're on a grease slide to hell. Nobody, The only time I ever had a chance to talk with Kay Ivey was at Dirk's. Susan Woody said, this is Kay Ivey. She might be your governor one day. Hello.
Turns out she was. So
that's when we were all hating on Common Core.
Ah, yes.
She was a big proponent. Oh, no, we got to, that's good. That's what we got to have. So
we got to make sure our kids learn good. Good math.
Let's elect Gil Fulbright. He'll make education good. Have you got the heat on in here?
No.
Or is it just my blood? My blood pressure. I went to infusion on Saturday for an IV. I got the Myers cocktail. I should have gotten the de-stressifying one because my blood pressure has never been so high. So, you know, I could croak at any moment. If you leave the radio for even a second, you could come back and miss my death.
Well, and if you really are feeling hot-blooded right now, I can check it and see if you got a fever of 103.
You're quoting Foreigner songs?
Yes.
Cute.
It's adorable.
Yeah. Listen, I get 16 tons of...
Adorable.
Every morning between him and her.
Oh, yeah, I know. Especially with Rich, you got to watch out. He picks his spots, man. He's hilarious.
He's hilarious, and like there was one something he said this morning I could not say anything to because it was just naughty enough hanging out there in midair. If I had said anything, that would have been like, Hey, in case you missed what he just said, he was talking about blankety blank.
Right, 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 right.
It was funny. Now, the morning show is fun.
I've been here since the morning, though. I just missed you. Dancing Jack Campbell couldn't make it today, so I got
Dancing Jack? Where was he?
I think he might have been at that inauguration downtown.
Really?
I don't know. I wasn't given a reason, but I got a text from the Baron early this morning, and so I was like, okay, I'll do my due diligence, come help out. I know what it's like to be alone up here.
It ain't fun. So...
The man they call the Baron? Yes, you've heard of him. I expected him to be an older man. He's, well, handsome.
He's getting hairy, too, from what I'm observing. Has he grown his beard back?
I think so. He wears it well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he can pull off any look. He's, you know, showing he's aging very well. So was I. Those days end when you hit, you know.
So was I.
No, no, my goal now is, forget about aging well, it's dying beautiful or something.
No, if completely honest, I don't know how many years ago this was, but I think it's a photo that was with you and Rick together when you first got here.
Mm.
I think you look better now. I really do.
How many of you people listening think Joey's full of...
Just saying.
So I don't like what to do. So Clark's tells me I might have a mold issue.
Oh no.
In under that stupid tub. Every day I have to look at it. Do not use. Do not use
it. Because it's been leaking, it's probably created some mold, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I'm just... I don't like... We have another bathtub. It's the standard size tub. It's just not as conducive to great thinking.
Well, you're a big fan of bubbles, right?
I make my own.
Right, exactly.
But... No, it's good for my back. My back is a mess. It's just only gotten worse. So that helps loosen everything, so I can get around. You see me leap those stairs.
You actually are, I mean, up and down pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was unintentional.
I know. Sometimes I have to boast. Maybe. So, you know, the news just sucks. This inauguration today, I didn't even know it was going on. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, it's like I think there's a great deal of news avoidance going on with people right now. They just don't want to watch.
Sure.
Fox's numbers are down. You look at, and almost everybody at Fox, except for Hannity, is like anti-Trump. They're all falling into line, and the price we're going to pay for this deep state, and they're going to win. If you asked me to bet today, do you think Trump will finish his term? I would bet no.
Oh, wow.
I would bet no. They just get it just gets worse every now. They got. See, they found out that by making a big simus out of the government shutdown over the border, that awareness of what's going on the border has actually gone up, and now people are saying, no, we need to do more down there.
Okay.
And they're all, of course, the polls, well, Trump, 53% blame Trump. What has Nancy Pelosi suggested in terms of a compromise, or has she said anything? Nothing. Because now they're all against the wall. They are on video and on record as saying they were for. 10 years ago, what's changed? We just have better gang members coming in now. So I applaud him saying, no, when you're ready to talk, we'll talk. And he's got to get that message out there. He says, I'm not the one keeping this shutdown going on. If they show me any serious sign that they're ready to work on this issue... then I will end the shutdown. But they're, you know, they finally found somebody who's as stubborn as they are. They piss in their pants and pee and cry and moan until they get their way, and they usually do. And the Republicans are always the bending across the aisle, trying to make everybody happy. And that's not what needs to happen. I was glad to see Lindsey Graham say, well, you know, let's take a three-week break here. And I would agree with that if I thought for 1 second that there would be any effort from Pelosi and Schumer to talk to him about doing something.
I would like
because people are dying from this. This is taking a huge toll on life, property, and families, and how those evil people can look into the faces of families that have lost a loved one to somebody who doesn't belong here, who would not be dead were it not for our weak border enforcement. What do you say to them? Well, we're going to Puerto Rico. We're going to have some fun. And then we're going to go see Hamilton. That's how they negotiate a shutdown.
Well, I would like to applaud the president for not, be clear, not calling a national emergency. I think too many presidents on this issue of immigration have done that too often because Congress won't budge. It's time for some president to have the cojones to hold Congress's feet to the fire, even if that means a prolonged shutdown, longest in history, setting records left and right. No, I think it is time to play hardball with Congress. Hey, this is y'all's province. You're supposed to be the legislative branch. Deals with big issues.
They don't care.
Yeah.
So, I feel a little better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's changed.
I have an open offer. If you would like to punch me, you can.
I don't want to hit you.
Okay. Saying sometimes people need to hit someone.
It would be like getting hit by Floyd the Barber. I could, you know, come on. Couldn't do it. I do feel like, what did I do? Well, I threw a few things around the sink and had a couple of safe moments at home. But I think it's time to find a therapist. I really do.
Okay.
319, I mentioned Clark's. Their plumbers came out to diagnose the situation with this tub. And, which they were able to do. It's the drain. And this is where I'm praying to the gods of David Fagan that he's able to show up. But they were the ones that spotted the mold. And I guess insurance... homeowners insurance takes care of that. We need to get some company like Serpro in or whatever so it doesn't get worse. But it's so great to know that when you have a plumbing issue or, of course, anything involving heating or air conditioning, Clark's is always a phone call away at 277-2125. And your best bet, the best value, is a Clark's Club membership, which gets you two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system just in advance of each big seasonal change, since there are fundamentally two seasons in Alabama. And then they're available since something go wrong on a 24/7 basis, 7 days a week. They're on call for you because nothing of this nature ever happens at your convenience. It just doesn't. It happens when you're getting ready to leave for work or some other time. Everybody at Clark's is not only top-notch what they do, but background check, thoroughly vetted. These are good, good people who really know what they're doing. So I recommend them to you without hesitation. 277-2125. You can visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. We will have the Baumhauer's winning word coming up, probably sooner than later. It's one word today now. If you give me two words, you won't win. One word from this morning. Billy is our first caller of the afternoon.
Greg, how you doing, my friend?
Well,
it all gets better, brother. It all gets better.
I know.
Don't let the fake news and the idiots in Washington D.C. get you down, my friend. You're better than that.
Well, you know, it's other stuff too. Let me be an honest dad here for a moment. You know, I am going through the emotional angst of my daughter's disappointment. And she's certainly seems to be handling it as well as anybody could be expected. But it would be nice to get a text or something from time to time saying, hey, just let you know I'm doing okay, or whatever, an update, something. Instead, I get it from somebody else's Facebook page. Our mutual Facebook friend. And that kind of bothers me. But on the other hand, I remember how sometimes my father could be a pain in the ass that way. I loved him. Great man. Absolutely a great man. But so I'm trying to walk that fine line between a a clucking rooster of a dad and somebody who is treating her like an adult. She's my little girl, but this is the time where I really need to let her have the adult experience. And so it's all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I can promise you, Greg, that she'll come to you, and she's going to tell you, to Dad, you're right. You were right. Or, Dad, I should have listened to you. You know, but she's going to do that, Greg.
And Dad just said yes.
And she's going to do that because...
Marry him. He's a great guy.
So don't you worry, my friend. It's all going to be good. But
I'm useless. What am I saying?
But I'm like you, Greg. I done got to a point now. I don't even watch the news no more. Local news.
That too.
It's a joke. WSFA is a joke now. Rich Thomas, if you're out there listening today, friend, you're listening this afternoon, be thankful you don't work for that trashy station no more.
Oh, man, the day he left, that was it.
Exactly that was, right.
Those were the last of the glory days.
But anyway, man, the government shut down. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if the government stays shut down for the next year and a half, next 2 years. Bring them to their knees. I want total anarchy. I'm ready for people to be rioting in the streets. You know, and
you're the first person that's made me laugh out loud today. Thank you.
I'm ready for hell to break loose, my friend. I'm locked and loaded. How about you?
It's got to, or we are going to be goose-stepping to the tune of somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or somebody like that. That's what the future is if we don't, stand our ground.
As my grandpa would always say, I'm ready for the nut cut. Let's start cutting some nuts and find out what we got.
In other words...
Let's get nuts!
I appreciate the call, Billy. Make sure he's... Wait a minute, we're not doing that.
No, we're not.
Okay.
I tell you what, Greg. Yes, tell you what, I got you a case of ammo in the mail, my friend.
Thanks. Billy, you were a great call. Just the guy I needed to talk to today. Take care, buddy. That was good. That's another thing. This woman, this 29-year-old, she made some... It was on D.B. Blackman's blog. We'll get to it after this. Let's do something enjoyable.
Good.
Yeah?
Good. And we're all agreed.
I think today is a good day to try the roll call.
No!
I agree. Here's Scott.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing Embroidery and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission, And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them. Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you absolutely free. Radio's the only thing that's not hitting you up for money or personal information. It's easy to use, and again, it's totally free. You're welcome.
Yeah, and boy, we're giving them their money's worth today. It's 3:28 on News Talk 93.1 of MWACB. Thanks for letting me vent. No, seriously, what I said at the beginning is I think I need to find somebody I can just sit and help me process.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on all at one time. And when I help a lot of people who asked me, who have been through the experiences that I've shared on the air. But this is a little bit different. And, I just don't want to have like a, have it all just blow up at once and end up drunk again and out of a job. You know, there are not too many career opportunities for people
my age.
So, I got to do something. I had a network down in Florida.
Right.
Had some great people to work with there.
I'm sure you could find somebody to chat with, a therapist or somebody else.
Anybody that's in that profession, if you want to recommend somebody privately to me through an email or Facebook. Because, I learned the lesson of perspective. Over the weekend, we lost a member of our listener family, Barry King.
Yeah.
Great guy. Wonderful wife, Kathy. And our condolences to her and all of Barry's friends and loved ones. He's a really good guy. And I think about what they're dealing with. And then I'm coming in here pissed off because bathtub. And but we all have our own stuff. Everybody has their own thing. But I won't mention any names. I talked to somebody this morning who is going through a tough time. That helped me get out of my own little pity pile, I see on the log here how timely Gulf States Mobility and the clientele that they work with, those are people that have real problems. Their achievement is being able to drive again after being told they always have to live a life of complete dependency in that regard. People who have lost limbs serving our country, people with real problems. I mean, see, so it's not like I'm hamstrung or being a baby, but man, I care about our country. I care about Montgomery. I care about Alabama. I care about our listeners. I love my family and my friends. I am blessed with abundance. But sometimes the human condition just won't let you keep your focus where you need to be. As long as I'm mentioning Gulf States Mobility, I don't think we should send them a bill for today's message, because it's helping to save my sanity. If it give you guys a bonus, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. Yeah, I see, you look at that and they're helping people who have been completely innocent victims of a drunk driver. Our buddy Donnie, who's come to visit us a couple of times, who was in that horrible wreck. That's what you need to keep in mind, that compared to the challenges that they're facing, this is nothing. This is nothing. But it's still my stuff, and I am not going to let it defeat me. How's that? And I'm not going to hit you. It would be like getting hit by Floyd the Barber. Well,
Was that a love tap? Good God.
One of the funniest episodes ever. By the way, Gulf States Mobility is at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Please look them up and like them on Facebook and thank them for saving my sanity today. One of the funniest episodes ever of the Andy Griffith Show is when Barney comes across some old file with an assault charge involving Floyd the Barber and the guy who's the friendly grocer that happened years ago. And there was no resolution listed, so all these years later, Barney reopens his case. Goober was a little kid when this whole thing happened. And before you can say boo, Barney has one half of Mayberry punching the other half of Mayberry in the nose. Oh, because they're all taking sides. Some are on Floyd's side, some are on the other guy's side. And it's an episode where you really want to just, like, kill Barney for being such a... And Andy really kind of roughs him up a little bit in this one, and puts his foot down.
Hmm.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's well written, and it's comedy that would play today when so much of that stuff was like, what?
Yeah.
Silly nonsense.
I think it all comes back to the brilliant Stoic wisdom and that thing called the Serenity Prayer. Especially, I'm having gone through it myself with the news or something bad's happening.
No, you're right. Grant me the serenity to change the things I can, and the only thing I can change is me.
Right. And accept the things you can.
The wisdom to know the difference. I think I've been given all that. Well, that's why I feel like the village idiot of Montgomery coming in there saying, I am overwhelmed, I need to talk to somebody. But here's the thing, and I'm not trying to turn this into a 12-step meeting today, but that is me, and I told you. Yeah. I know my own history, and I don't want to end up drunk and fired and on the streets again. I couldn't, when I look back at where I was, and virtually nothing, going my way, because by my own my own actions and choices, and I got all the way back here, and I should throw it away for what? Hey, Steve.
Hey there. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Better than I walked in.
Hey, I wanted to just actually kind of add to what you were saying with a kind of a big thank you, because I was the one last week that called from the hospital. I was in the hospital fighting off staph infection for 4 days. And thanks to you guys and the modern technology, I was able to listen to your program in the morning and in the afternoon. And I just felt like I was at home with family, kind of talking with people talking, back to me, even though I couldn't really answer all that much. but it was a really good experience, and it gave me something familiar because I was kind of isolated in a hospital. I had a with a staph infection,
yeah.
And you know, you don't, people really can't touch you. They gotta come in with you know, suited up and without mask on and everything. I didn't have a lot of visitors, so you know, it was really nice to be able to turn you guys on and actually listen to the timeline and the random facts, and then this be in the afternoon and, you know, go home with happy hour and so forth. So that was really kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the precipice of a major decision.
Yeah.
I want this to be happy hour again. I really do. And every day, it's like the events of the world conspire to make
it. Oh, I know.
Because I don't want to sit here and say, don't worry, everything will work out.
Yeah.
I am worried. I'm very worried about what's going on right now.
Well, every time you turn on AOL, you got the news thing that just
Lord,
just get rid of that. You know, I flip right through that page and just go, oh my gosh, give me some of my mail.
I have learned how to get to my mail without looking at their stupid news feed.
Because the stupid news feed just drives you crazy. Oh my gosh,
the worst, the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the.
But anyhow, I want to say thank you because that meant a whole lot to me and. Thank goodness that I had my iPhone or my iPad, and it worked out beautifully, and I could listen to you guys, and y'all came in crystal clear over the internet. So that's a big thank you, and it makes me feel like I'm part of you guys' family.
You are, and glad you're doing better, my friend.
Yeah, on the mend. So y'all take care.
You too. And, by the way, Wednesday night this week, our gathering at Baumhauer's, we will be, our guests of honor will be Emily and Fiance.
Oh, wonderful.
And a week from, I think, when I know what that one is, we're actually going to have a couple of consecutive celebrations.
Awesome.
We're doing Emily and Fiance this week because even though the wedding is it a week from Saturday? Yeah, a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
That those days running up to the wedding, I know how that can get. So
right.
That'll be fun. That's something to look forward to because I love Emily I love Emily as if she was my own. And I kid you not, when Janelle got, you know, was confronted with this horrible crisis, I really wished there was a way for Emily and Janelle to have become friends and communicate, because Emily has exactly what Janelle needs. But Emily has earned her stripes, too.
Oh, yes.
And Fiance's a great guy.
Yeah.
And in many ways, you know, I don't want my daughter to come out of this hating men, but I do have some advice when she's ready to hear it. when that time comes. But again, you know, I go back and you look at that and say, well, there was no reason for anybody there that day to doubt that it wasn't going to last. We were all thinking this is a marriage for all time. So, what are you going to do? Can't go back and change it. And you can't hire a hitman. It's 3... I wouldn't do that anyway. Really. It's 3:39. Let's get our first look at roads. Get Rich's forecast. And then we'll be back with more of this... happy hour thing.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's already a busy afternoon in traffic. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing an accident on the Troy Highway just south of Bell Road. It's going to jam things up right there. If you're at Taylor Road, you're going to slow down there, and don't get going too fast when you get to Bell Road. You got to slow down again. The Boulevard is moving around as expected this afternoon. Delays at most of the traffic lights. I-65 and I-85 running smooth. In Millbrook, Highway 143 is jammed up through town this afternoon. If you're coming in from Prattville or headed to Prattville, you got no problems on I-65. The school zones are still running. Remember, 15 miles an hour in the school zones. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers. From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has begun her first full term as governor, promising to build a foundation for the state's future. The 74-year-old was sworn into office today on the steps of the Alabama Capitol. Officials have released the name of an Alabama police sergeant killed in an early morning shooting. Birmingham police identified the officer as 44-year-old Sergeant Watasha Carter. Carter had served with the Birmingham Police Department since 2011. He was promoted to sergeant in February of last year. And services are being held for former Birmingham Mayor Larry Lankford, who died just days after being released from federal prison, where he served time for bribery. Hundreds paid tribute to Lankford as his body laid in repose at the city arena on Sunday. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a chilly start to our week, but things will start to moderate in the middle and latter part of the week. For tonight, though, becoming partly cloudy, the overnight low temperature drops to the low 30s by morning. Tomorrow, another chilly day. Good bit of sunshine with a high only up to about 52. Low tomorrow night in the low 30s. Wednesday is a little warmer with a high temperature around 60. That's a nice start. I think we'll be warmer than that Thursday and Friday, but the threat of rain returning late week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
At Walgreens, we know it's cold season again, a time when all you're trying to do is sit everyone down for family dinner, but instead you're coughing and have chest congestion. That's why Walgreens is minutes away to help you find everything you need to feel better, like Mucinex DM, along with expert care that goes beyond the pharmacy. Stop in today for personalized advice and find the right relief right here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card select Mucinex DM products are $12.99 through January 19th. Use as directed.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years, selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just bringing me a Biscoff, and I just think it's on the airline to give them a raise. Now I got a tip on a plane. Gotta tip these flight attendants on a 737. Already charged for my baggage, extra $35. Stewardess is swindling me, asking for some extra money. Traveling broke, they want cash, not accepting Venmo. They're like waiters up in the clouds, but the food sucks and they're charging me now to put a cookie on my plastic tray. I don't know why I have to tip on a plane.
You know how I am about occasions, anniversaries, things like that. Right?
Right.
Don't I have an amazing memory for those kinds of things?
No, you do. It's almost like a sixth sense.
Sick or sixth? Oh, both.
Something like that, both.
I'm watching one show I watch every day without fail is High Heat. It's baseball.
Yeah.
It's the Baseball Network, and Christopher Russo hosts it. And I love him because he gets like me sometimes. You know, he just gets, you know, off the deep end. And I can tell that other people on that network find that troubling that he gets so passionate. I mean, we're talking sports now. But he's good, unpredictable.
Well, that's when you should get passionate. Like, it's sport. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's recreation. It's entertainment. But it does matter. And that's the... I love getting passionate about stuff that's, quote-unquote, frivolous. It's a lot of fun.
So I'm watching, and occasionally he will, you know, when he does like, there's a thing called Turn Back Time or whatever.
Yeah.
And they look at events. And he brought up the fact that it was on this date in 72 that the Dolphins finished their perfect season. You know, I mean, you have to win as many games as they did just to get to the Super Bowl now.
Right, longer season and all.
Yeah, season's two games longer. There's two rounds of playoffs, then the Super Bowl. So it's not quite as easy to have a perfect year these days as the Patriots proved. And I was really hoping they would do it. You know, I thought that would have been a very special achievement. And, now the Patriots are in line for another shot at it. Tom Brady is 41.
Wow.
And I hope he wins one so he can say, then he can say, okay, I'm done. 41, I've been lucky. I've had no, major health issues, concussions, all the stuff that has, really made football a sport that a lot of parents won't let their kids play. At least at the high school or college level, because it's just dangerous. And then he mentioned it was also the anniversary of the Super Bowl win, or maybe it was that. I forget. But it was the game they beat the Washington Redskins 14-7. And that game was more infamous for a mistake that the kicker for the Dolphins made, Gary Apremian.
Oh, that game.
Yeah. Gary was a great little guy. I got to know him while I worked in Miami and had him on the show a few times, but his real step into infamy was throwing a pass and it wound up getting run down.
Yeah, he was the holder for a field goal, and he stood up and he went...
No, he was trying to kick the field goal.
Oh, he was trying to kick it.
Yeah, he was the kicker.
But I remember the pass, and it just fell out of his hand before he could throw it.
Yeah, and that's how the Redskins got their points. And I said, holy crap. Today is the anniversary of my very first radio show.
Wow.
January 14th, 19...
Say it. Don't hide from the truth.
73.
Nice.
Yeah. And God, did I suck. There's probably people who say, well, nothing's changed. Either that or maybe it's like life itself where you're born completely dependent. And if you live long enough, you'll be completely dependent. Because I've thrown a lot of rules out the window over the years on the things you're supposed to and not supposed to do on the air. But yeah, today would be, 46 years?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's impressive.
For that first night, man. And I'd been around radio for 3 or 4 years, and I've been in studios and produced talk shows and done all that stuff, but the first time I had to be a jock on my own, and I was just nothing more than an experiment. That was not my career plan.
Well, what's amazing to me is talking about the things you can change and can't change, all the things you could change and did or failed to do in those 46 years, but how much the world has changed beyond your little patch of earth since 73.
Yeah.
It's unreal in just 4 or 5 decades.
Oh, God. I remember, you know, I did the eulogy at my grandpa's funeral. He was born in 1904, I think, and passed away in 92. Mm. So lived a long life. And I just kind of made note of all that he was witness to in that time. Not long before he passed away, we went, so let's go for a drive out way to Dixon, which is where he was from in Illinois, and that's way southwest of Chicago. So it was a long drive. And I forget, it was nothing but 2-lane roads and maybe a gas station here and there. And he says, pull over to the side of the road up there. So I did. And he wanted to get out and stretch his legs. And he says, I should pull over here because I was working in this field when I saw my very first aeroplane.
Wow.
I think he said he was 7 years old, 1911, something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
And I thought about that, and I said, God, man, he lived many years after we landed on the moon. So you think about all that changed during the course of his life. And you're right. Even in my own life, it's amazing. Wow. I don't have to get a 20-foot cord to hide my phone calls behind the washing machine because...
Right.
That's the way it was.
Well, I've started to notice it in my own life, especially like the last 5 to 10 years, the level of change to how we consume, say, media, just as one data point. It's unreal. Like, I'm still the generation, I can remember life before it was all in front of the computer, or it might be all in front of the TV. or you still go outside, you play baseball, you play basketball. You try to climb things and jump off things and be stupid, backyard wrestling.
Now, there were parents saying we watched too much TV when we were that age, but we were still very active.
Right.
You know, in Chicago, a lot of times you had to watch TV because the weather was so suck. There was nothing anything. You could do outside. But, it's funny how so much has changed, yet fundamentally so much hasn't. And when I use that in the context of what brings people to the radio, what brings them to turn on a station or a certain air personality, I think those fundamentals are still as true today as they were then. We don't see produced dramas, you know, like they would actually sit in the living room around a radio and listen to The Lone Ranger and all these other shows that were serialized radio dramas before they became, some of them, network television shows when TV came around. But it was always perfect because it was your imagination. And while this is not a scripted drama, it can be, you know?
Sure.
Like today, just coming in ready to explode, but thanks to you and some nice calls and a couple of reality checks, we're doing better.
Yeah,
it looks like we might live to see the end of the show.
Well, and it's always fun to break the format, so to speak. I mean, I get if you're a producer at large or you're a program director, whatever, you need to know what's going on my airwaves. But I think I'm learning approach as a host. You can't always just go to the color in between the lines.
Hey, you know what's ironic? Tomorrow, the 17th, is, and they did this study, I don't know how many years ago, January 17th is considered the saddest day of the year. For a variety of reasons, you're just, it's, you know, the Christmas buzz is long gone. The Christmas bills are coming in, and God, you know, the weather is just, I don't mind rainy days at all. I love rainy days. If I had a choice of doing my thing at home, I'd rather have it raining outside than sunny, to be honest. Ugh, sunny. That's all. But that is a fact. I think I'm just a day early. And after tomorrow, things will get better. Here's Joe.
Hey, Gray.
Yes, sir.
First-time caller.
Welcome.
I have opportunity to drive up and go through Dixon, Illinois. Have been there. And when I've done it, I think it is the boyhood home of Ronald Reagan, is it not?
Dixon, I don't know. I think he was from Des Moines, Iowa, actually.
No. I think you're going to double-check me.
I'm going to have Joey look at
it. Yeah, Dixon, Illinois.
Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah.
And your grandfather, they're about the same age, are they not?
They would have been, yeah. I think my grandpa might have been a year or two older.
Okay. And your grandfather never shared that he might have known him growing up or anything, eh?
No. Well, you see, my one of the things that made him an interesting man is, in those days, kids were tough and grown up in a lot of ways when they hit their teens because they didn't have stuff. And my grandpa decided to hit the road, and he worked on riverboats. He train hopped. He did all kinds of stuff to explore the world before he was 16 years old.
It's amazing.
So I don't know how much time he spent there. And this is the thing. After your grandparents pass, your parents, you're going to come across 1,000 questions you wish you had asked them while they were around.
I understand that. One other thing that you brought up, as I said, I've been to Dixon, Illinois, and I think I had seen signs when you said it. It is, I drive up 57, get on 39, and then going west there over into, but anyhow, my grandfather, who I'm named after, was born in 1896.
Oh.
1969 in August, one of the last conversations, and he passed away in April 13th of 70. He was sitting there, and he said to me, he said, Joe, he said, I wished, and I think he knew he was about, that he had heart problems, he was not expected to live. And he said, I can remember being in the old country and the old people talking about the fact that people had flown in America. And the old people said, no, it didn't happen. And other people were saying that, yes. And he said, in my lifetime, he said, I've lived to see us go from a time people didn't believe you could fly to placing a man on the moon.
Mm.
And like you said about your grandfather, my grandfather left the old country before he was 16 years old with his 12-year-old brother and immigrated to the homestead in northern Saskatchewan, not knowing any language, but was just expected to make it. So, anyhow, but the thing about Dixon, Illinois made me call.
How about that? Well, I appreciate that, and I hope you'll call again, man. It was good to talk to you. We will be redeeming the Baumhauer's winning word, I'd say, fairly.